Hello and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Saturday, February 29th, 2020. Dr. Nyman and I just got off from a series of telebriefings and press conferences on the situation with the coronavirus that seems to be rapidly evolving and changing with each passing hour. Dr. Nyman would like to go over the latest situation. Dr. Nyman?
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Yeah, there was just a press conference by CDC, and President Trump had one, and then CDC had one, and then the state of Washington had one. And, the main point that's raised alarm bells is really the situation in Kings County in Washington. Last night, there were a series of announcements in California, Oregon, and Washington on community spread. In those cases, they were largely individuals who had no recent travel and no obvious linkage to somebody that was already positive. So those fall into the community spread. They really don't know how they were infected, but they're mostly presumptive positives because they've been tested locally, and they're all happening at once because the CDC just issued a new update on who can be tested, and they sent out some test kits. So the local labs had test kits, and they could test individuals who had tested negative for influenza and other respiratory diseases and were negative on those, and therefore they'd be eligible to be tested for the new novel coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2S. And as soon as they were able to test, they immediately found positives, which is pretty much as expected. But what was somewhat unexpected was the dramatic change in the situation in Kings County, Washington. Last night, there were two cases that were announced. One was a high school student, and the other was a woman in her, I think she's in her 60s, and she had come from South Korea. They both tested positive, and then there was a notice that there was going to be a press conference today, and then word came that there was a fatality, and then the president held a press conference to announce the fatality. It got a little bit bungled as far as the age and the gender. It turns out it's a male in his 50s who had underlying conditions, and he died in Kings County, Washington. And then it was announced that there were two additional cases in Kings County. One was a healthcare worker in her 40s, and the other was a resident of a long-term care facility who was in her 60s. The healthcare worker was also at that facility. The fatal case was not connected to that long-term care center. It was the name of it is a Life Care Center. It's in Kirkland. It's part of a large chain in the Seattle area. And during the CDC press conference, some details did come out. The details were that the facility has 108 residents and 180 staff approximately, and that there were 27 residents that were symptomatic and 25 staff that were symptomatic. The CDC has been called in to help with the situation. Governor Inslee has issued a COVID state of emergency because of the large number of cases. These are a lot long-term care facilities, so most of these residents would have underlying conditions, And the two that were tested were the two most serious. One was a healthcare worker who's only in her 40s, and the other was a resident in the 70s. It's not clear exactly when these cases are going to be tested. They are being tested locally. The positives they have so far are still in the presumptive positive category, but they're, as is being done more and more commonly with this two-location verification, the tests are accurate enough that generally they act on the presumptive positives and then simply get a confirmation by the CDC, which will undoubtedly be back up after word gets out on this group. Because this is, these are all community cases in Washington. The exception was the one that was announced last night, which was the case from South Korea. All the other ones are community cases, and it's likely that these residents that are symptomatic, probably many of them will be positive unless there's a flu outbreak that's ongoing at the same time. But they'll find out when they do the testing. They did test two, and they were both positive for the virus. So that's an indication that probably not an influenza outbreak that's led to the other 50 residents and staff that are positive. So that's kind of what the situation is right now. It has serious implications because these aren't connected. That the long-term care facility is one group. They're really not connected to the high school student who's in the adjacent county. So he's in a different location. There's going to be issues with his school, and then there is a teacher in Oregon, and they've already closed that school. And so all of these cases, what they really have in common is that they were tested after they were given permission to test them. So these aren't a sudden influx of some agent from some country. They're rather virus that's been circulating in all of these states and probably in all of the states in the country. And they've been flying under the radar because these are local cases. They do not have any connection. They do not have a travel history. And there's probably an even larger number that are asymptomatic or mild. These are cases that were relatively severe, and that led to the testing. So this is kind of a common and expected outcome that the initial ones that are tested and are positive are more severe cases than the general population. And so the testing that's being done right now is really just the tip of the iceberg as far as who's infected in the United States. And kits went out this week. More kits will be arriving next week. And it's likely that the various health departments across the country will start to aggressively test these cases. They will probably be targeting pneumonia cases that don't have a current diagnosis. They're kind of in the hospital. They really don't know what they have. And by now, they probably suspect that they have COVID, and they really need to be tested. So I would expect testing in the United States to go much higher. And for the number of cases, there will just be an explosion of cases. There are new restrictions on travel. There are travel warnings not to go to South Korea or Italy because of the large outbreaks there. And then there's a restriction on travelers from Iran or foreign nationals that have been in Iran in the last 14 days coming to the United States. But it's just a serious misunderstanding on the current state of affairs that the U.S. is riddled with this virus. There's virus everywhere. The only reason the numbers are low is there has been virtually no testing. The virus has been spreading regardless of whether anybody orders a test or not, and regardless of whether the test actually works or not. The virus is like a cold virus. It spreads very efficiently, and it really matters little whether there's any directives issued by the government or any testing done by the CDC. The virus is going to transmit when people are in close proximity, such as at schools and hospitals and other mass gatherings. So that's kind of the quick update. The situation in the United States will change dramatically. It started a week ago with the cases in Europe. It made it clear that the virus was widespread in Europe. There were a couple countries that were higher and were seeding, but the seeding didn't start last Friday. The testing started last Friday. And it's the same thing in the U.S. The cases did not begin yesterday. The positives began yesterday because there was some testing that was done. And that testing will go up dramatically next week. And there will be an explosion of cases. And it'll be clear that travel bans are the only value the travel bans have is to show how uninformed those who order these bands actually are. So that's it for today.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Nyman, for the update. Listeners, please always keep tuned to our website, recombinomics.co, for the latest information. This is, and we, as we always say, and is now apparent more than ever, at least especially here in the United States, this is a very rapidly evolving and very serious situation. So please do what you feel is in your best interest, and please keep safe. All right, and thanks for listening.